Now, you know, Jim, I come from a family of entertainers.
Oh, no.
My father, he was a failed magician, Jim.
Right, yes.
I've also got two half-sisters.
Oh, no. Is that it?
Oh, no.
That's it.
That can't be it.
Well, he cut him in half, Jim. Yeah, no,
Jim. I get the joke, Bill. I get the joke. So Friday was really disappointing, and you started off this week just as badly.
I asked my North Korean friend. He's over in North Korea. He's a lovely lad, old Sun. And I said, how is it over there? He said, he can't complain.
Oh, no.
Jim. Why don't tuna swim past Brisbane?
Why not?
Because they'll end up in Cairns.
Oh.
They'll end up in Cairns.
No.
Good one, Anthony Williams. No. It's about an inflatable boy, okay? And he goes to an inflatable school, and while there, finds himself having a really bad day. Bored with a lesson, he gets up and walks out of the inflatable classroom. While walking down the corridor, he sees the inflatable headmaster approaching him. The inflatable boy pulls out a pin and punches the inflatable headmaster before running out of the inflatable school gates. Just as he gets past the gates, he thinks, "I hate school," and once more pulls out his pin and pokes it into the inflatable school. He then runs as fast as he can all the way home to his inflatable bedroom. A couple of hours later, his inflatable mother is knocking at the bedroom door. With her are the inflatable police. Panicking, our inflatable boy yet again pulls out his pin and jabs it into himself. Later on that evening, he wakes up in the inflatable hospital, and in the bed next to him, he sees the inflatable headmaster. The inflatable headmaster is very, very angry, and he sees the boy, and he says, "Son, I'm very disappointed in you. You've let me down. You've let the school down. And worst of all, you've let yourself down."
Yes, Bill.
Jimmy
Bill.
Boy, what about that?
Bill.
Yes.
That's a pre-recorded joke.
No,
you've done
it's
it before.
Not. That was live, my
you've
friend.
You've told that joke before.
Yeah, a while ago. I went to a party the other night.
You did?
You did. You did.
And got your shirt off.
And I was dressed as a chicken.
For a little bit.
I ended up with a girl who was dressed as an egg.
Oh, no.
A lifelong question got answered that night.
Oh, no.
Bill. It was the chicken.
Oh, Bill. Bill. Come on. Oh, he likes
TV.
He likes that.
TV.
That's the first one he's come out with. A little giggle for the chief.
It's taken 5 years, Bill.
How many years have I been doing this?
6 or 7 years.
12 months ago that was.
Yes,
you just rolled tape on another old joke.
Well done, Bill.
You're
that was fantastic.
Fraud, Brownless.
Fraud.
Fraud.
Pre-recorded Brownless. Why did Sally fall off the swing?
Oh, no.
Sally had no arms.
Oh, Jim.
How bad a joke.
You're letting
is
him
that?
Run with that.
Oh, chief.
How bad a joke is that?
Knock, knock.
I think it needs to have a
meeting. Who's there?
Not Sally.
Oh. A pre-recorded joke to finish the week.
And horrifically inappropriate.
No, touch inappropriate, but
the chief
funny.
Involved as well. Yeah. So, again, we'll get another invoice from the chief.
Yeah, and it's his fault because he made him say those.
Chief's fault.
It is the chief's fault. Hey, that's it. We're done for another week.
It's been a good week. That's
we can finally have a frothy.
Your third pre-recorded joke.
Real jokes next week.
Oh.
Woo! Bill's an official disgrace.
On you, Dave and Michael.